Hello, Internet. This is Ewan Spence calling all the way from America. There might be a music conference and lots of bands, but there's something more important happening back in Europe. Yes, good afternoon, good morning, good evening. Ewan Spence here, coming to you from a rather Scottish-looking Austin, Texas. There's rain, there's clouds, there's winds. It's like I've never left. And if there's one thing better than flying to America for a conference, it's flying to America for a conference and discovering the results of the Russian national final when you land. Oh, that was fun. We'll come to that in a moment as we go over all the week's news from the world of the Eurovision Song Contest. As always, you can leave your comments back on the website, www.escinsight.com, and get in touch with me by email, Twitter, Facebook, in all the usual places. Right, finals news. Let's go for the big one first. Armenia have confirmed that they are withdrawing from the contest. A variety of reasons are in the air, the security situation being the main one that's quoted. There's a lot of history between Armenia and Azerbaijan. Whether they were going to go or not going to go was a point of debate from the moment that Elle and Nikki won that contest back in Dusseldorf. We now have 42 countries, 18 in each semi-final, which is now handily balanced, almost as if it was planned for out of the random draw. 10 going through from each semi-final give us 26 on the Saturday night. So let's just put that politics aside now and let's look at the song contest. The only question that I would ask is, are Armenia still going to broadcast Eurovision on television there? And to be honest, I hope they do. Yes, there's a security situation with a lot, but Eurovision is about bringing people, countries and culture together and to talk to each other. And I think that's important. So hopefully they will do that. And in terms of the contest itself, semi-final two tickets went on sale on the 5th. So hopefully you've got a grab of them. Semi-final one tickets are still on sale from last week. And tickets for the grand final will go on sale next week. All packaged through. Of course, if you're a member of any of the official fan clubs, then you've got a ticket package. And you should speak to your head of fan club on that one as well. Right, let's have a look down. National final results and heats and stuff and contests. Well, really, there was only one heat last week, and that was Melody Festival's Andra Jansson. The Repechage to give all the songs that finished in third and fourth place one more chance to get to the Globen final this weekend. Two went through. Top Cats went through from the top half of the draw, beating Timotei at the death. And Thorsten Flink came from the bottom half of the draw. The other victory in the first round of Sean Barron being defeated by Thorsten in the second. In terms of winners and songs, well, we've got quite a few announcements and national finals to go through here. Slovakia, I miss having Slovakia at the top of the podcast. Anyway, they have announced Miro Smajda will be singing for them. He'll be performing as Max Jason Mai, thus making it easier on all those commentators who have to get their name round Engelbert Humperdinck. He will be singing a delightful little rock number called Don't Close Your Eyes. It's raised a lot of eyebrows enjoying that one. Italy have confirmed Per Semper, the song that Nina Zilli sang at Sanremo, will be the song that's going to Eurovision and Baku. They'll need to trim it down to 3 minutes, and they need to decide about language and such like as well, as will quite a few countries. And what else do we have? National final results. Spain had a song selection for Pastora Soler, took about 10% of the viewing audience on Spanish television at the weekend. Quédate Conmigo, we're getting a ballad from Spain. That is going to be a nice one, and I'm going to enjoy listening to that one countless times since the CDs arrived. Lithuania finally gave Donny Montell his chance. Tried bucket loads of times. Love is Blind might not be his best number, but it's the one that is taking him to the song contest, so congratulations there to Donny. Estela, well, the early favourite there, Kula from Otlet Blend will be going comfortably ahead in all the voting all the way through. That's the big one where people are questioning the language choice as well. It sounds lovely and rich and full-bodied in Estonian, and whether that can work in English will have to be seen. For me, you know, as with Iceland, as with Russia as well, keep it in the native language. It is always my choice. Russia, yes, we had all pointed out Dima Bilan and Julia Volkova. a strong but perhaps surprising second place for them from the national final, but there are hearts smiling all over Europe. At the third request of trying, they finished third in the 2010 national final. They were rumoured to be in for the internal selection in 2011. But in 2012, Russia will be sending Burunovsky Babushki, the grandmothers from Burunovsky. They take their victory with the first Urdu language song, probably going to the Eurovision Song Contest. Party for everybody. Be warned, this is an absolute earworm. It's deadly. I do want to take their original song. I mean, the song that they put through in 2010, the one that really all the fans fell in love with, oh, how long until we get them? It's taken us 3 years. But before we do that, thanks as always to BMI for the help around the national final season, bouncing us around so we can report from all the national finals. FlyBMI.com, flights going out to Azerbaijan and loads of other places around the continent. Also, if you're looking for up-to-date news as opposed to a weekly podcast, ESEExtra.com will have the live blogs of the national finals in the last week before the heads of delegation meeting, and there's a lot to be going on with. Right, music. Burunovsky Babushki. Let's take that. Let's take the song that put them on the radar of every single Eurovision fan. Dilnynia, dilnynia bereste I kak sidletle is nemo namri. No, it's not that. It's not. It's, I got the last word. It's Neo Aisho. In English, it's long, long birch bark and how to make a hat of it. Burunovsky Babushki there. They don't want fame. They don't want glamour. They just want enough money so they can build a church in their town. Hopefully, iTunes, MP3 sales, CD sales, I think they can. Right then, busy weekend. If you're over at South by Southwest Festival, sxsw.com, where there were 30,000 people, wouldn't surprise me if there are at least some music fans over there. I'm here for the week as well. Look for the Scotsman in the Kilt or drop me an email. And if not, keep in touch with all the national final and presentations that are happening this week. Saturday the 10th, we have the Romanian national final, the Swedish national final, Melody Festival, and it's going to be interesting. It's going to be a bloodbath as well, and there's going to be a lot of spilled tears. Portugal national final, Serbia will also be doing their presentation for on Saturday. Sunday has the Moldova national final. Greece's national final is on Monday the 12th. Bosnia-Herzegovina will be doing their presentation a week today on Thursday the 15th. I'll throw this one in here just now, just in case I get caught up on 6th Street in Austin. And Saturday the 17th, closing it all off, there will be a song selection for the Belgians as they have their national final, bringing the national final season to a close. So our next news report will probably have all bar one song for the Eurovision Song Contest 2012 to be held in Baku and Azerbaijan this year. It is going to be exciting. We will have weekly news as we take the run up to the contest. Jukebox Juries will be kicking off as well in probably in about a fortnight, and we'll be doing our daily chat shows coming to you from backstage of the Crystal Arena once we get to the coast of the Caspian Sea. But for now, I'm Ewan Spence. Thank you for listening. Catch you next week. www.escinsight.com. And now the guitars.